What is up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And while you're at it, hit that like. If you're listening on YouTube, it's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the reel of reality TV. So I did on yesterday, I talked a little bit about this Kenya and Brit situation and how Kenya is literally wallowing in the blame game. And you know, it reminds me when I see her clapping back at Andy Cohen. It is because I felt this way when Nene was going through the situation with Bravo and how she was like, you know, saying, don't talk about me. And, you know, no one knew you before you knew me and all the other stuff when she wasn't happy about what was going on with her situation on RHOA. And so to see Kenya in this situation, I'm feeling the vibes of, yeah, Kenya did something that wasn't right. And like I said before, I'm not here cheering and championing Brit either, because I'm not a fan of hers either. I don't hate the chick because I don't know her, but I don't care for some of her ways. And I do feel that she was coming in on this new season with a motive and a vendetta to come for Kenya, because she was a fan of the show. She was watching the show. Even people who don't admit that they watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta, they know about The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they know about most of the people that have been on the show. So she can't say she's never seen the show before and she didn't know about any of the people. She didn't know about Kenya. Of course she knew about Kenya. So because it's like, girl, you get upset with Kenya because she would not greet you in a way that you felt was honorable to you, because you felt like she was coming for your marriage, because she was just making a comment and giggled when she, you know, commented about the ring, which you were talking about, and you know, like she's supposed to know you, and that's my husband, I'm married. No, this is my first marriage, it's just my second ring. Who the hell would know that? Like, a lot of people who've been married for a long time never get a ring upgrade, so it's not a freaking big thing. Who cares? Who cares? But this isn't even about Brit. What I really wanted to talk about is the fact that I feel that, yeah, even though what Kenya did was wrong, it was definitely wrong place, wrong time, and if she really felt threatened, and I get it. Some people disagree with me on that, and that's fine. This is my personal opinion. But I'm just saying, if you really felt that Brit was that much of a threat to you, that she was threatening bodily harm and to use weapons because she mentioned it, then that would not be the way you would go to retaliate. Because if you're in fear of someone either pistol whipping you or brandishing a weapon and pointing it at you to possibly cock it and do whatever, that's not going to be your response, to go and dig up dirt on them and expose it to the public. Because if that person is that much of a physical threat, just from the petty conversation that was had at the table at that bank dinner, then you really think that she would just leave it at that when you expose her in public like that? No, she'd be coming for you outside your house. And I'm not laughing like it's funny, but I'm just saying, Kenya knows that it was not that much of a physical threat. And that, like I said, if it was like that, she would not have made a production. She would have went to production to make a complaint and say, I don't feel comfortable filming with this chick. And as a matter of fact, I really don't believe that she deserves to continue to be on the show. That would be the way that she would handle it. So her talking about, I've been that bitch, still that bitch. Like, how old are you? That's just, it's immature, and it wasn't the way to handle it, especially from somebody who said that they put almost $500,000 into that business, and that was going to be something that she was leaving as a legacy to her daughter. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. That's just the way I see it. So, you know, but with all of that being said, her coming for Andy, I feel the vibes of years ago when Nene was, either coming for or responding to Andy, Nene was the highest paid, okay? Things are changing. Budgets need to be cut. They're not getting as much money as they used to in terms of the views on this show. So with the amount of money that Kenya was making, and Kenya can say, I never got fired and I'm still getting paid. Well, shit, if you are, then why are you worrying about, you know, not being able to be filmed for the rest of the season? I would take it as, oh, I'm getting a paid vacation, right? I'm just saying, I'm getting a paid vacation. I'll be back next season and it's on and popping. I learned my lesson from this situation. It was a bad decision and I know moving forward how to handle it. And now I'm getting to sit back and this is a paid vacation for me. So there must have been a cut in at least the money, if not her being cut completely from the show and from Bravo. Like she says, that's what she says, right? Because there are conflicting reports. There are reports that she was just suspended. There are reports that she was actually fired. We all can see that they put the post up after the screen faded to black on last episode, saying that after what happened, they decided to no longer film with her this season. No, the words didn't say we decided to terminate her employment or fire her. But I don't think there have been many times in the past with the Housewives franchise overall that they have actually said that we fired this person. The only one that I can remember is Jenny Nguyen from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the racist Asian chick that was, you know, they pulled up all this stuff when she was talking about Black Lives Matter and black people and all, you know, kind of stuff on social media. And then, you know, we could see her interactions with Mary. And how, yeah, Mary could say things that are inappropriate, but she was just like on 10,000 when it came to Mary and how she was responding to Mary about stuff. So it was just ridiculous. So yeah, she definitely was fired. And I was happy about that because I had talked about that too. But anyway, to me, no, I don't feel that she was just let go because of the situation. I also believe that it was budget cuts. She was the highest paid. And it was like, you know what? Because they're paid per episode. They're not just, I think maybe years ago they used to do it like that where they were just paid out. But now it's like paid per episode. So when they get cut from episodes, their money gets cut. So, you know, I do believe that her money was cut. I do believe her money was cut. But because I believe that this was not just about her actions, it definitely has something to do with the money. Her actions caused her money to be cut because, yeah, they were looking for a reason to cut and cut at the top. If they have to do that, if it saves them some dollars, then yeah, that's what they're going to do. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. But again, I'm not here to say that Britt deserves to be on the show because I'll be honest, I do not believe that she is a good fit for the show. I don't. I pick up Love and Hip Hop Atlanta vibes. That would probably be more her speed. I'm not talking about just because of the fillers and the Botox, but just her behavior. It's not Housewives. It's not. To me, I don't pick up Housewives for her. I pick up Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But Kenya, it just was not a good look for her to say she threatened me and they let her continue to be on the show. When she threatened me with a weapon, that's why you should have taken it to production. And I don't, like I said, I don't believe that production didn't know that that was going to happen. They allowed it to happen. They didn't stop it. So that's the other reason why I do believe that this had some money, you know, involvement with it as to why they allowed her to push forward and do this. Because if they really needed her for the show, I believe they could have paused that. They didn't have to let that happen. That was a big production that she made. So there's just no way that they didn't know that it was going to happen. And two, all of it was filmed. All of it was filmed. We heard about these things before it aired, but all of it was filmed. And because it happened in front of this large crowd that she had at her grand opening, that is the reason why I feel that, you know, production, if they really wanted to, they could have done something more to prevent this from happening and you know, stopped her from doing this, because she had multiple poster boards. Multiple. It wasn't like she just pulled this one out with Brit with a schlong in her mouth. So, other people saying things to the, you know, in the confessionals, like Portia. I don't remember exactly what she said, but the one that was the most graphic in explaining what was being shown, because they did not show it, it was blurred, was Cynthia. Because Cynthia said, ain't nobody want to see this girl with a dick in her mouth. We couldn't see it, so they allow her to say what was being shown. So that's why I'm saying this. I might be rambling a little bit, but I don't believe that Kenya was feeling 100% threatened, because if she knew how much of it was, like, a huge importance for her to have this check continuously coming in, and she's seen in the past how Nene was done, and Nene was the highest paid on the show, and she had even talked about it in interviews, talking about Nene, and, you know, there's no way they're going to allow this and allow that and this and that and the other. So all of that should have been a cautionary tale to her. She allowed her emotions to get the best of her, and I always say, do not operate in your emotions and in your feelings, because your feelings will fool you and make a fool out of you. And that's what happened. So guys, I'm sorry about the noise in the background. This is a conversation because I'm behind the wheel right now as I record this. But anyway, guys, I am going to come back and talk about some more, because I have some more that I want to talk about when it comes to this. But yeah, they were definitely looking to cut that budget, and they allowed this to happen because it benefited them financially. And Kenya, she just made a wrong decision, and she really needs to sit in that. She can't keep blaming everybody else and then getting mad at Portia. And I'm not even a fan of Portia, but getting mad at Portia, getting mad at Cynthia, getting mad at Andy for discussing it on the podcast. Like, that's what he does. That's what he does. And her clapping back at Andy, I got those vibes like when Nene was talking about Andy before. So if she wasn't truly 100% fired before, I think she may have put the nail in the coffin for herself now. And I like Kenya. I like her on the show. Now, you know, past few seasons, and it wasn't just her, but I think maybe also because she had personal stuff going on with her marriage, that the divorce was going on longer than the actual marriage did. So yeah, it's a lot of stress and all that, but it's like, you get paid to showcase your life. Deal with it. There's other people struggling and going through stuff in the world, so I don't feel sorry for any of these people. I'm just here to tell you, if you want to sit and champion them and do petitions and, you know, and all this other stuff for these people, you go right ahead and do that. I ain't got that type of time. I got real life stuff going on in my life, and I know a lot of us do, but we're just here to talk about the mess and give our opinions on what we see. So you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments, and I appreciate you all being here, liking, subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.